Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
Every morning, we spend a little time bringing Bull Nation together to celebrate some good news. Just start out with your name, where you're from, and then just launch into what's making you happy this morning.
My name's Scott Lang. I'm in the Memorial City area, and I'm heading into work for my last day. I am retiring from my current job today.
How you feeling?
A lot of mixed emotions.
I feel that for you.
There's a little quiver in your voice. It sounds like you might be a little emotional about leaving.
Yeah, I am. I've been here 13 years, but I am actually heading into another job. I actually worked with my boss for over a 30-year period, and he moved on, and I'm moving on with him.
There you go. I love this for y'all.
Who are you going to miss the most, though? Give them a big shout-out to your coworkers that you're going to miss the most.
Oh, I can't name just one. There's so many amazing people here that I work with.
What do you do, Scott?
I am a facilities engineer for a corporate office location.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha.
No, you don't. You have no idea what that is, George.
No,
none of us do.
Facilities manager?
What is that? What is that job?
He takes care of, like, everything at the place where he works, yeah.
Yeah, I keep the place going.
Yeah.
All right. There you go.
Come on, Eric. Well, buddy, we're proud of you today. Last day at work, though, it is, like you said, a little bittersweet there.
I'm actually going into the same field at a different facility, and at quite an increase. I'm actually getting a $7 an hour increase.
Let's go!
That's the good news right there. Can I get an amen for Scott this morning?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love hearing all about what's going on in your world and celebrating the good news, because we believe the more you celebrate good news, the more good news there is to celebrate.
That's absolutely correct.
You could be our next 610 Amen, 713-881-5500 here on The Bull. The Astros got a no-hitter last night. That's one of the top three stories that are trending in Texas. You can find that this morning in our stories on Facebook and Instagram. Find out what's happening here in Texas from 100.3 The Bull. Since we're talking about sports, kind of, we got a bracket here at the radio station called the Brisket Bracket. Mm. And Mo, we have a simple goal with the Brisket Bracket.
Yeah, we just want to know what y'all's favorite brisket is in the Houston area. It started out with 16 teams.
It's the meat 16, Mo.
No, only Mo can say it, George. You've been banned. What is it, Mo?
The meat 16.
That's so much better.
We get there by votes, okay? The only way in to make this happen is to vote, and now we are down to voting. We're in the Ali 8.
I'll eat 8.
Yeah,
yes.
Instead of the Elite 8, we're playing on this. So here's the thing.
Yes.
Today, the voting is closer than I've ever seen it in my life. I'm talking just a few votes.
Yeah.
Separate these restaurants in the brisket bracket.
So if you vote in the stories on either Instagram or Facebook, we total the votes, which means we have a pretty big audience on Facebook and a pretty big audience on Instagram.
Right.
So that's a lot of voting that we are totaling. And I'm not joking. Both competitions today are within 30 votes
no
of each
way.
Other. 3-0 on thousands wow. of votes. So Driftwood versus The Box Bakery and Kitchen is within 27 votes.
Wow. That is so close. That is so close.
And I'm not going to tell you who's winning. You just got to go for it. Okay. Just go vote.
Whoever your favorite is, go vote for your favorite in that matchup.
And then this one is the toughest one for me. I haven't made a vote yet through my personal Instagram page because I can't decide.
Okay.
Brett's. I have a soft spot for Brett's because I live in Katy. Mm-hmm. But Corkscrew was our reserve grand champion last year. And we love the heck out of them, too.
Yeah.
So I'm staying out of this fight.
How close is that one? Can you tell me?
That one is 30 votes separate.
Wow. All right, so it's going to come down to it. We have an hour left to vote. All right, the voting closes at 7:30, and we're going to name the winners of this matchup, these two matchups today. So it's so important. If you have a favorite, if you've been to any of these restaurants and you like them, this is your time to go online and make your vote known right now, all right? It's the brisket bracket. We're down to the I'll Eat Eight, and we're trying to get to the final fork. We'll tell you more about that. Coming up at 7:50, we'll unveil or reveal who wins today in the brisket bracket. All right, voting in the brisket bracket is going on until 7:30 this morning. Just go to the Instagram stories. Click on the circle, our logo in the circle on Facebook or Instagram, and you can vote, and you need to do that before 7:30 for today's matchup in our brisket bracket.
I'm going to do an impression real quick. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's that an impression of?
A new baby.
Yes.
Oh, see, I was going to say Mo when it's Tuesday.
Both. It's actually a good representation of both.
Yeah.
What surprising place did you bring your baby? 713-881-5500, or maybe you were the baby, and when you were a kid, your parents took you someplace that surprised everybody around. Because I was blown away over the weekend when that's all I heard.
Where were you?
At the movie theater. At a 10:30 movie. I went to a late movie after the kids went to bed. I decided to turn my brain off and just go see Godzilla and Kong take on whatever monster emerge from the deep. And there were twin babies still in their strollers crying the entire film. I had to actually move seats to get away from these crying kids.
At a 10:30 showing. So that went on till at least midnight or after,
no,
right?
It got out at 12:40 p.m. And those kids were still awake, still crying. They never took them out of the theater. It blew my mind, George.
Sometimes, you know, you just got to do what you got to do, though. Maybe they really wanted to see Godzilla and Kong.
Of course, but it's not the place to bring your babies.
I think it'd been fine if they were sleeping, but the crying part is where it pushed me over the edge. That's when you excuse yourself and take care of your child.
That's what I thought.
What's the weirdest place you've ever taken one of your kiddos, Mo? Because I know that you and the plumber believe in taking the kids wherever you go, right?
Yeah, so we swore that before we even had kids. We're like, this isn't going to change our lives, this is going to enhance our lives.
Uh-huh.
And so
how's that working out for you?
It's good. We take them everywhere we go. Like if their kids are allowed somewhere, they go with us. They don't go to bars. I have taken my children to bars before. I should actually.
If kids are not allowed to a bar,
we were in another state and kids were allowed in bars.
Yeah.
I think we were in Ohio. We were there for a baseball game and Sailor was allowed. And so we were in an alley and she was in a stroller. Yeah. In a bar.
Wow.
Where's the weirdest place your parents ever took you as a child or you've taken your baby? 713-881-5500. Eric, your parents, where's the weirdest place they ever took you?
Oh, my parents didn't do much, but my brother-in-law, they've got a baby and they take it snowboarding. Like strapped on to the front of
them,
snowboarding down a mountain with a baby strapped to their chest.
I think I'd freak out if I saw somebody snowboarding with a baby strapped to their chest.
You have to be super confident.
You have to be really good.
I would never do that.
Yeah. So one of the stories that always stuck with me is Deanna said that her dad, I mean, back in the day, used to take her to the bar that was far from their house.
Sure.
But as she got a little bit older, she could walk to the bar and get beer and bring it back home.
Oh, my goodness. It's like the cigarettes. You know, you used to go get your parents' cigarettes.
Yeah, like, you used to get your parents' cigarettes.
Not allowed anymore. Like,
where's the craziest place you've ever taken your kids or that your parents ever took you? That's what we want to know this morning. Good morning. Welcome to the Morning Bullpen Show. What's your name?
Good morning, and Candace.
Candace, the weirdest place your parents ever took you or you've taken your kids?
I took my son when he was a baby to a tattoo shop.
I did that too. Now that you mentioned that, I did that exact same thing. Wow, were you getting the tattoo?
No, I was there to support a friend, and I was just walking him around in his stroller trying to get him to sleep.
Yeah. I mean, they're in the stroller.
But you walk into a tattoo shop and you see a baby, it's like, okay, all right, this is a little different than I thought it was going to be. What's the strangest place you've ever taken your baby or your parents took you when you were a kid? 713-881-5500. Strangest place you've ever taken your baby or your parents took you when you were a child? 713-881-5500. This all started with Eric at a late movie.
Yeah, at a 10:30 movie, there were twin babies crying the entire time.
We want to know your story.
Debbie's on the phone in Alvin. Hey, Miss Debbie.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What happened?
Well, actually, we took the family. This was some years ago. We took my son and my daughter-in-law and my two-year-old granddaughter to New Orleans in the French Quarter. And my son and his wife, they wanted to go check out, I think, the casinos and stuff. So we took the baby in her stroller, and we wound up in Bourbon Street. But it was really special.
Yes.
But it turned out to be really special. People were so kind. I mean, they made wait for us, and they were taking beef off, and this kid was just loaded with beef. So it turned out special, and we found I think a carriage ride, and this was at midnight, so we took her on a carriage ride, and she was just waving at everybody. So I mean, it sounded weird, but it turned out people were very kind, and it turned out to be pretty special. So hopefully she still has that memory.
I love it. I bet when your son and your daughter-in-law got back and they were like, wait a minute, why does our two-year-old have beads?
Well, let me tell you.
Strangest place you've ever taken your baby or your parents took you. You got a story? 713-881-5500 here on the Bull.
Christopher in Conroe, let's hear your baby story. Were you the baby or did you take a baby somewhere?
I was the baby.
And where'd your parents take you?
Prison.
Prison?
Yes. My mom was a nurse in the prison system and she was a single mom. So every day, she would, if she couldn't find a babysitter, she would just bring me to prison.
Yes.
And
what?
I would hang out with the other nurses, and I remember doing my homework in the prison library.
Really?
This is amazing.
Yeah. That's crazy. When you started this, I thought you were going to say your mom. My mom was in prison, and I was like, yeah, which is a whole different thing. But so you grew up kind of through doing your homework and stuff in a prison.
Yes.
What in the world? How did you turn out?
I have never been in trouble in my life. I'm a 15-year Marine vet. I have 3 kids, a wife, and a fantastic job in Texas. So.
Yes.
Wow, look at you.
I mean,
your mom's a hero, by the way. Your mom is a hero.
Yes. Right? Yes. Getting it done.
And now I am one of 13 kids.
What?
Oh. Wait, did
that's
prison or just you?
No, my parents ended up having 13 kids.
Wow. You could fill a prison.
Wow.
And I can tell you, none of us have been in trouble. And my parents are both vets themselves.
Oh, wow. But it makes sense why she couldn't find a babysitter, you know? There were 13. Oh, my God.
Let us say thank you for your service.
Yes.
Thank you, parents, for your service. And thank you for an amazing story. I'm not sure we'll top that one, but do you have some place that maybe your parents took you as a child or the most surprising place you've ever taken your baby? 713-881-5500. Talking about strange places you've taken your baby or that you were taken when you were a child. Christy is in Baytown. Christy, tell me the strange place you say you took your baby.
I took my baby, but it was your second child, so things are different with your second one.
Yes, I am.
You're a little more relaxed. So I took my almost 3-month-old to Cabo for a wedding.
Wow.
Almost 3-month-old.
Yes.
That's a fresh, fresh baby.
Yes. I had everything bagged in baggies, and we came through, and I got the red light.
Yep.
And the people tried to go through my stuff, and I freaked out. Yeah. But I also did have her in the resort pool. So.
How funny.
How old is that baby now?
She just turned 19.
Oh, my goodness. She had a passport when she was 2 months old. Yeah.
Did she put salt and lime on the rim of her bottle?
She does now. Yeah.
Most surprising place you've ever taken a baby or that you were taken when you were a child. 713-881-5500 on the Bull. By the way, less than 30 minutes left for you to vote in the brisket bracket. Just go to the stories on Instagram or Facebook. It's the tightest competition we've had in the brisket bracket. So your votes could make the difference in the next 25 minutes that you have to vote here on the morning bullpen. Eric was talking about seeing a baby at the movies. But I want to change this a little bit since we're talking about babies. Larry's on the phone this morning. And Larry, what happened to you? This is a little different take on babies and going places.
Okay, I am the youngest of 5 boys. And when I was young, my parents, we lived in a small town, decided to take all of us to a drive-in movie.
Mm.
So as you can imagine, 5 boys in the back of a car. When my parents got home, they realized they only had 4 kids that they brought home instead of 5. So my dad, needless to say, had to drive back to another town. We lived in a small town, but drive back to another town to go looking for the 5th child.
So, they left a kid at the drive-in?
Yes.
And so, there was no cell phone. You couldn't call.
Well, you know, back then, I'm in my 60s now, so back then, you know, they really didn't have cell phones and stuff, so a little difficult.
That's crazy.
But yes.
Everybody's okay, though, right?
I assume he's okay. I mean, you know.
Yeah. Some loving family probably found him.
I'm sure he grew up fine. I'm sure he was fine. Yeah, so, all right, so it goes from taking babies to leaving babies. Crazy discussions this morning here on The Bull.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The voting has closed in the brisket bracket. We'll announce the winners coming up this morning at 7:50. That's just about 20 minutes from right now. And we'll set up our first Final Fork Battle. We'll have it for you at 7:50 here on 100.3 The Bull. Right now, though, It's time for our 10-minute tune. Eric has this amazing talent. He can take anything that you suggest, and he can write a song about it. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes, well. every day he does it. He does it. And it starts with your suggestion here.
We can't do without you. Elle is on the phone. She's 9. Elle, you live in Spring. What do you think Mr. Eric should sing about? Hey, Elle.
Elle, you got to listen to us on the phone, not on the radio. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. What do you think Eric should sing about?
Pink eye.
Ew. Do you have pink eye?
My brother has pink eye.
Then you have pink eye.
Yeah. You know how your brother got pink eye, right?
Yeah, poop. Yeah.
That's right. You have a good mom.
Hey, all right, Elle. Okay. All right.
Elle needs to be on our show.
I was going to. I'll tell you what.
You're speaking my language.
Day, get out of
but,
school.
I'm going to write that one down, and we're going to.
Call us every day, Elle, is what we're saying.
This morning for suggestions.
You asked, y'all.
Tina is on the phone. Hey, Tina, what should I sing about today?
Okay. April Fool's? No, here's county headlines. Apparently, Mo couldn't do it, so we need you to do it, Eric. Oh.
No one suggested it, Miss Tina, with a tune.
Well, but I'm sure you probably couldn't rap to the Harris County headlines.
Harris County headlines is what Tina says. Let's go to Stephanie. They say Stephanie's got a good one on line 5. Stephanie and Katie, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Okay, I think Eric should do the 10-minute tune on all sports headlines for Harris County headlines.
Okay, let me see if I get this right. All sports headlines for the Harris County headlines.
Yes, I think that would be fun.
I mean, to be fair, there's a lot going on the past month.
I don't think I've ever done a theme Harris County headlines. It's usually
it's just like the basic like headlines. You just Google it and find the big headlines. But you think it should be all sports?
Just sports.
Okay.
And I think that would be like really fun. And
it does add a little extra level of complication to it, Eric.
Bring it on.
Thanks, Stephanie. Thanks for that extra level of complication.
Right? I know. So I know. Trying to find something that rhymes with baseball.
All right. I'll try my best.
All right. Okay. You going to choose this one then?
Well, we missed it yesterday, so we might as well do a
themed Harris County headline. We're going to choose you today, Stephanie, okay?
Oh, my God. You guys are amazing. This is my favorite bit of all time. The 10-minute tune.
Well, until you hear the tune, you might change your mind.
Yeah, right. Maybe you've just lost a listener.
Yes.
Okay. Can't wait to ruin it for you.
We'll see what he does with it. It's 10 minutes. We got 10 minutes on the clock, and the 10-minute tune is coming up next here on The Bull. It's time to find out what Eric created today. It's always a crapshoot. You never know with that guy. It's our 10-minute tune, and today, who was our suggestion again?
It was from Stephanie and Katie.
Okay, I think Eric should do the 10-minute tune on all sports headlines for Harris County headlines.
Okay, for Harris County headlines, you wanted nothing but sports because there's been so much sports in the news, especially, in the last month here in March. Eric, back in the studio, how'd it go?
I think it went okay. I'm going to switch it up. It's going to jar you a little bit. Okay. Usually for Harris County headlines, I get on Google and I just search Harris County or Houston.
Right.
And I filter the results by the last 30 days. And then I do the weirdest headlines I can find quickly.
Right. Yeah.
This time I tried to include as many of our pro sports teams as possible in the style of Grundy County Option.
Okay. All right. Stephanie, everybody else, this is the sports theme Harris County headline.
I opened up my Harris County paper and flipped through till I got to the sports. Well, listen when I tell you, friends and neighbors, so much happened in the month of March. I read rodeos, overtime, just news. Everyone rooted for the Cougs. Houston opened, we drank, they played golf. Houston Astros season starts. Rockets team has lots of heart. I read them once, read them twice. Houston, everything that I said is true. It's so nuts and unbelievable. The morning bullpen wouldn't tell you lies. These are the Harris County headlines.
Well done, sir. Well done.
Very nice.
That was good. And you got some stuff in there that honestly I'd forgotten about. Like you said, there was so much. So.
Good memories.
Thank
Stephanie,
you.
Stephanie, good suggestion.
Thank you.
Kind of a theme on Harris County headlines this morning. We're going to pop that one up. By the way, we always post up the 10-minute tunes. You can download them. You can share them with friends. If you subscribe, just go to themorningbullpen.com, click subscribe, and you never miss a 10-minute tune on the Bull. You know, we feel so lucky to be here in Houston, Texas, where we wake up every morning right now and talk about brisket, right? It's our brisket bracket. Nobody else in the country, just think about this, nowhere else in the country can they wake up and talk about a brisket bracket because we do it here. If you want to know what our brisket bracket is.
Well, it starts out with the Meat 16, all voted on by nominations by Bull Nation, and we dwindle those teams down. Currently, we are finishing up the I'll Eat 8
to get to the final fork.
Get to the final fork, and the voting is complete.
Eric, this has made me so nervous. I am sweating.
You don't know the results. I've been over here dancing while tallying these, trying to figure out who is going to win, because some of these votes were down to one or two individual votes.
It's crazy how close this round was.
Now, if you're looking on Instagram or Facebook and it looks like it's going one way or the other, we total the votes. So we need to be very clear about that from Instagram and Facebook. Mm-hmm. And between Brett's and Corkscrew, it was so close, so very close. But Corkscrew has moved on.
Congratulations, Corkscrew. Good job.
And that was torn. You were torn, Eric.
Yes, I was very torn. That was a margin of 27.
That was the final vote difference? Yes.
Okay,
wow.
Corkscrew's moving on to the final fork?
Corkscrew will be moving on to the final fork. And then between Driftwood and The Box. Mm-hmm. And The Box Bakery, they have mobilized their huge audience online. And they have... This came down to two votes.
Are you kidding?
Totaled from both sides, Instagram and Facebook, it came down to two votes.
That kind of makes me want to puke, actually.
And winning by two, Driftwood Barbecue.
Are you kidding me?
By two votes.
Wow.
That says so much about both of those audiences and both of those customers.
Absolutely it does. All right, so they advance on. Mm-hmm. But now, after all of that vote tallying, Eric, we get to talk about getting into the final fork.
Yes,
right?
We have
our first final fork competition that goes up today and is up there for 24 hours.
Now, we've already talked to Blow and Smoke and their little operation that started back in 2021, veteran-owned, a lot of great history behind the family that started Blow and Smoke. Mm-hmm. They're going up against Old Buck's Barbecue today.
Okay.
For the final fork.
Okay, so that's our first fight. Can I play just one thing that I saw on Facebook from Blow and Smoke?
Okay.
They posted a video yesterday. They were recording us when we announced the tallies yesterday.
Aww.
And this is what they recorded and posted on Facebook.
I don't know what to say. All I know is that you guys are knocking it out of the park with your support, love, sharing, commenting. They are blown away that we've been able to make it this far. Like, you can hear them. We're the little guy. Like, they're just shocked. What I'm not shocked about is the community of which is behind us. It's Santa Fe. It's Danbury. It's small town love. And there is nothing that holds a candle to that type of commitment and loyalty and support. There's nothing like a small town. We're up against Old Buck. It's going to be very, very hard to beat them. If we don't win, getting this far is huge, but at the same time, I think we have a good shot. So let's try. Okay, thank y'all so much.
It just makes my heart happy. It does.
Sweetest
Blow and Smoke.
Lady.
It makes my heart happy. But Old Buck's is going to be a tough takeout, right?
Yes, and we haven't talked to them yet. And I know folks who know the BJ, who's on the phone with us, actually, and say he's good people, too. So, BJ, you there?
Oh, hang on, BJ.
Good morning, guys.
There you are.
Good morning.
Yeah. So you're going up with Blow and Smoke. Tell us about your place. Tell us your story.
Well, we're a little weekend barbecue business, downtown Manville. Been a brick and mortar for the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. Before that, we had a barbecue trailer for probably 10 years. And we're just family business. I've got a great guy that runs my restaurant, Miguel, and his family, and we have the most awesome customers. This whole deal has just been kind of a fun thing that happened, and when we made the top 16, we were just so excited to be a part with all the great restaurants in Houston and just have our name mentioned, and now here we are. Final Four, and our fans are excited. We got a lot of people out there wanting us to win because we're a little guy too, you know. We're only open Saturday and Sundays, and when we sell out, we close the doors, and we do a lot of catering as well, but it's just been a real neat deal, guys, and we appreciate the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
yes,
absolutely.
100%. Yeah. We appreciate all your heart and hustle. Thank you so much for getting your audience on board. What makes your brisket so special? Just real quick.
To be honest, we use quality meat. We use prime brisket, and the seasoning that goes on our brisket. Me and my buddy Tom Smith, about 20 years ago, came up with a little recipe for cook-offs, and we haven't deviated. We've stuck with it, and it's just simple rubs, and we use post oak from the hill country. And I've got an awesome barbecue pit that does a lot of the work.
So. Simple rubs. That's what Mo likes.
That rub evidently has made a lot of fans out there. So Blowing Smoke and Old Bucks. That's our first. And by the way, BJ, you got to learn to say not Final Four, but Final Fork.
Okay? Final Fork.
There you go.
You don't have to.
We just appreciate
it. So there's only one competition today that people will be voting on because it is the Final Fork, Mo.
Okay, so it's Old Bucks and Blowing Smoke this morning.
Yep.
When does that start?
I'm posting it right now. It just went up on Instagram. Give me a second to get it on Facebook.
24 hours is what we're saying, right?
Voting closes at 7:30. Tomorrow
oh my
morning.
Goodness.
As we continue on, we're into the Final Fork, y'all. On our way to naming the grand champion of the brisket bracket here from the Bull.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for her money. Because Mo knows country.
Gabby is in LaPorte. She's ready to play Mo Knows Country. See if she can't take $100. You get it this way, Gabby.
We're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins, but ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Gabby?
Because it's Mo's money.
It is Mo's money. All right, Miss Gabby, tell her to get out of here, and we'll get you started with these country trivia questions, okay?
Get out of here, Mo.
All right, Gabby. Five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. When he's not roping the wind, this country superstar's been busy. He just opened what he called the Chick-fil-A of honky-tonks in Nashville. Can you name him?
Luke Bryan.
Question number two. This is kind of spacey, but this Texas star, who is nude laying in a field on the picture on her new album cover, says her grandma complained about it. Can you name this Texas singer?
Casey Musgraves.
Question number three. This star may need a favor from his dentist, telling him not to release any more videos showing him really loopy while he's getting dental work done. Can you name the patient?
Jason Aldean.
And question number four, Parker McCollum says he will never, ever write dad songs like this hurricane singer has been doing since the birth of his children. Can you name that hurricane singer?
Luke Combs.
And question number five, this is just toasty. Can you name the pop singer who's teasing a duet with Morgan Wallen right now?
Post Malone.
Okay, all right, let's get Mo back in and find out what she's up against.
You're going to love that last hint, Mo. Three out of five. She got three out of the five.
Okay. Good job,
very
Gabby.
Nice.
Good
very
job.
Nice, yep. Gabby.
All right, Mo, let's see how you do.
Let's
question number one. Mm-hmm. When he's not roping the wind, this country superstar says that he's just opened what he's calling the Chick-fil-A of honky-tonks in Nashville. Can you name him?
I have no idea.
Garth Brooks.
What's Rope in the Wind?
That was the name of one of his albums.
I had no idea.
Oh, my God.
Why right. Chick-fil-A of honky-tonks?
I don't know. That's the way he described it. He said he's got everything.
He's a weird, weird human.
Gabby didn't get it either. So you're tied at zero.
Question number two. Mm-hmm. This is kind of spacey, but this Texas star, who's nude laying in a field in the picture on her new album cover, says her grandma complained about it. Can you name her?
Spacey, I'm going to go with Kacey Musgraves.
That is Kacey Musgraves. Okay. Yes, that's correct.
Not surprised.
Gabby got that. You're tied at one.
Question number three. Mm-hmm. This star might need a favor from his dentist, telling him not to release any more videos showing him really loopy while he's getting dental work done. Can you name him?
Need a favor is Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll. Did you see the video?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Trust me. Go find it. Okay. It is crazy.
Gabby did not get it, so Mo's winning now 2-1.
Question number four. Mm-hmm. Parker McCollum says he'll never write dad songs like this Hurricane singer's been doing since his kids came along. Can you name him?
Luke Combs is the Hurricane singer.
Yes, and Luke Combs, by the way, responded to him and said, just wait.
I was going to say, that's not true, Parker. That's not true at all.
Gabby got it right. 3-2, Mo's winning.
All right, Mo, last question. Mm-hmm. Question number five. Well, isn't this just toasty? Can you name the former pop singer that's releasing and teasing a duet with Morgan Wallen?
Is it Post Malone?
It is Post Malone.
What's
Toasty Posty?
George. Harry, help me on this one.
I told you, you would love that.
No, I'm mortified.
That's all right.
Mo kept her money. 4-3 was the final score. Gabby. I'm sorry, Gabby.
I'm sorry you had to be a part of that.
I'm so sorry.
Gabby, you know what you got to say when you get out of here.
I'm Gabby from LaPorte, and Mo knows country.
She does. We'll give you a chance to take $100 from her. 8:20 tomorrow morning will be your next chance to get $100 on Mo Knows Country. And tune in this afternoon, 5:20. I'll have the first two answers for tomorrow's game to help you out here on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.